Coach, did you tell Antonio Smith you prefer him to not participate in this run
no.
activities?
No, absolutely not. You know, I mean, obviously these are volunteer workouts. But, you know, I talked to Antonio late last Wednesday night, and he informed me, of what the situation was or what was, you know, that there was fixing to be something come about. He informed me about it. We spent the weekend. I talked to him numerous times. I spent a lot of time with Joe, and then yesterday we met again. And bottom line, between us and Antonio, we just felt like, both of us felt like the best thing to do right now is for Antonio to devote all of his energy and time right now to this situation, you know, and he agreed with that. We agree with that, and you know, that's how we came to that that conclusion. So, you know, it's our understanding. I don't know that I'm right, but it's our understanding that maybe we'll have some answers here in a week or two, and I hope that's the case. But the most important thing for him right now is to devote all his time and energy toward, you know, this situation. So we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Would you have been comfortable if he was here participating today?
Well, the most important thing is that we spent a lot of time working on this, and we decided the best thing to do was for the, you know, to go about it the way we're going about it. So, you know, I'm not going to sit here and talk about what might have been best or not. We went in this direction. We think it's best on our behalf and Antonio's behalf, and we're in agreement to that.
So is this, should we view this as either a punishment or a judgment?
Absolutely not. Like I said, absolutely not. This is just, it's a bunch of people getting together and talking through a situation and coming to a conclusion together on what we thought was best at this point. So that's where we're at.
Because you have a relationship with him, you had him for so many years in Houston, does a player like that get a little more leeway, a little more back and forth than if it was maybe somebody brand new? And
I have a relationship with all the players that I work with. You know, every guy that I've got out here, everybody in this organization, I've coached thousands of players throughout the course of my career. And I'm always going to do what's best by the organization and the player. And that's what we're going to do right here. But we're going to take our time to do it the right way, and hopefully we have some answers here coming soon.
Jerry, would you like him to have said something about this sooner?
Oh, I would love to have had all the information, you know, yes, at, you know, some point. But you know what? That's come and gone. And so it's time right now to do the right thing and to go about it each day the right way. So, you know, I'm past that. Okay, and right now, just like I said, just trying to proceed with the football team. You know, guys are working their tail off. We got a lot of great things going on. We need to stay focused on that, and he needs to stay focused on his situation. So that's where we're at.
There was a moment there during, I guess it was early 11-on-11s when Peyton hit the ground.
Yeah, the one thing the league always wants you to do is keep players off the ground. And so we preach it, and we give out T-shirts today, stay on your feet, and he's the first one to hit the ground. So, yeah, we're giving him a hard time. But, no, we had a good practice, had a lot of energy. Obviously, guys have been pinned up for a while, coaches and players. So I thought it was a really good first day and got a lot of reps in. So we need to have a good month, need to get better.
It seemed like he was spending a lot of time under center.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of the plan. We're going to do that initially. You know, that we know the other end of the stick is fine. I mean, it's something he's been doing forever. So we're going to spend a lot of time under center initially in our process and how we're going to go about our teaching. We have kind of a 9-day teaching installation period that we have. So he's going to be under there for a good 3 days before we move back. But he's been very responsive, and he's working extremely hard.
Why is play action so important in this offense? And do you feel like he's adjusting to using it?
Yeah, you know, first off, if you run the ball well, you should be able to play action pass. You know, it's hard to find big chunks in this league. You know, it's hard to get the ball down the field and make big plays, but you got to make them to be successful. And so we feel like if we run the ball well and we play pass and they look the same, then we ought to be able to get the ball down the field. So obviously we're not in pads right now, so it's, you know, it's hard to pass protect and those type of things. But, you know, something we'll continue to work on.
Coach, have you had any conversations with Demarius?
With Demarius? Yes, I have. It's been a few weeks. Obviously, we as coaches, Tyke is in touch with him a great deal. You know, obviously, we're talking football, you know, trying to do all we can from that standpoint, that when it is time for him to come in, that he's, you know, caught up as much as he could possibly be. But, no, I have not talked to him here in the past few weeks.
You've been a head coach a long time. What's been your experience with guys that have missed sat-out stuff because of contracts? How hard is it for them to get back up to speed?
Well, I mean, I'd rather him be here. I mean, y'all know that. He knows that. The players know that. So you want everybody here, but you also understand the rules. You understand the situation. You understand what's going on. So as a coach, I think you got to deal with what's going on here. And we got a lot of guys working their tail off, and I'm counting on him taking care of his business. His history says he will do that. He's been a great player and a great person as well. So we're counting on him doing that, and I know his teammates are doing the same.
Do you think Cody in particular is capitalizing on the extra
reps? Yeah, that's a great follow-up question because I think that's extremely important to our team. There's going to have to be some young receivers really step up, and Cody's one of those guys. And so I think it's a very competitive situation right now. This month's going to help us find out a lot about the youth at that position on this football team, as well as inside linebackers. So I want to see who's going to take advantage of it. You know, Benny Fowler practiced good today, so that's really important. So I'm interested to see how that pans out. But, yes, it's an important month for Cody.
Are you still of a mind that you'd like to know your five offensive linemen when training camp opens?
Oh, I think so, Jeff. I'd love to. But if we're still in a very competitive situation, 8 or 9 deep, that's probably a good thing. So we're young, and we just got to keep going here. Obviously, Ryan's the one with he and Lewis are the ones with all the reps, and we're trying to find a center. We're trying to see who's going to step forward and run the group. But, it's an important month for those guys. I hate to keep beating that up, but it is important for them also. But I think the deeper we are and the more competitive we are, then the better we should be.
With Gradkowski, what progress did you see from him every day on the practice field last year that made you think that he can take that step up this year?
Who are you talking about?
Gradkowski.
I was around him. He did start 16 football games the year before, so he's played in a lot of big football games. I think he moves real well. I know he's very bright. He knows our system. So I knew he'd come in here and be very competitive from that standpoint. I also knew he'd be a great teacher for Matt. You know, Matt's a young player who's in a competition to be our starting center, and he's not only going to get to compete against Gino, but Gino's going to help him. That's the type of pro Gino is, so I think that's real important.
Coach, with Peyton's charity announcement, States he's been in. How's that fallen to what you've come to know about him?
Well, I know like anybody else out there in the football world, I knew him personally a little bit, but I've never worked with him. But you look at the career, that's, Hall of Fame career, we all know that. And but yet you see a Hall of Fame person every day, you know, just the way he treats people, the time that he gives back, you know, he's, it just seemed like there's not a week goes by that he doesn't come to me and say, Coach, I'm going here to do this or here to do that, you know, and I just think it's tremendous, you know. I mean, he's a tremendous example for all the young players out here to be around each and every day, and us as coaches as well. And for me at this point in my career to have an opportunity to be around him too is special to me too.
We talk about the offensive insulation a lot, but how would you evaluate how the defense is?
I think they're actually probably even a little ahead. You know, I think we're pretty simple on defense. I think Wade's a great teacher. And there is some crossover from what they've done in the past, you know. So I think the guys have taken to it really quick. And, we got a good group back there. I think we got a chance to be a very good and deep defensive football team. And I think with what we do defensively, it won't take guys long to catch up.
I mean, in this little conversation, you mentioned that Demaryius is a great person and a great player. And you said Peyton Manning's a Hall of Fame person. How important is the person to how good a player you are, or is that important?
Well, I think there are a lot of great kids in this business and players. You know, I think you hear about others more than some. You know, just because of their status as players and what they've accomplished. But it's obviously very gratifying. I left my desk right before practice. I got a letter from somebody. I have no idea who they are. They wrote me a letter about one of our players. That was a tremendous letter, and I'm going to read it to the team tomorrow. And I want them to know that. You know, they're constantly, you know, people are watching them and seeing how they conduct themselves. So, yes, I think it's extremely important, and I think there are a lot of dang good young men in this business going about it the right way.
Can you share who the letter was about?
No, I won't. I'm going to see if the team can guess tomorrow. I'm going to read the letter and say, guess this player.
See. Gary, how tough has it been for you to see what's going on with Houston? And do you have family?
Yeah, it has been tough. I was actually there this weekend. I went home to see my mom and spent some time down there, and it's really been bad. I mean, the weather was bad. I actually flew back early to make sure I beat the storm getting out of there, but it's been very difficult. You just pray for everybody back there. But it sounds like things have got a little better in the last 24 hours, and hopefully everything's okay. My son still is right there, and, very concerned, you know, but it seems to be going on all over the country, not just there. So, you know, hopefully you keep everybody in your prayers and things get a little better.
How close is Shane Ray being able to do
You know, he's close. I think you're going to probably see him next week do some individual and those type of things. We fitted him for some orthotics. He's feeling good. He's done some work. He's in a lot of treatment, which he wants out of that and wants on the field. But we're going to go about this slowly and go about it the right way. But I think you'll see him do an individual next week.
Information you're hoping to get about Antonio over here in the next couple weeks, is that from the legal proceedings or from a potential NFL investigation?
All I know is that we were told that this, you know, over the course of the next couple of weeks, there could be some answers. And so that's, you know, where exactly the answers are going to come from, you know, we'll wait and see. But, you know, hopefully that's going to take place, and then we'll go from there.
A few more for the coach, guys.
Monte had kind of an up-and-down season last year, especially with the injuries. Who? Monte Ball, and didn't get to see much from him, obviously. What have you learned from him just watching now that you didn't see on film?
You know, that's a good question. It's interesting because I asked the coaches after about a month of work. I said, you know, he's a real quiet guy. And one of the coaches said, hey, he's really not. He's just different this year. So he's working. He's very focused on what he's doing. I think he knows CJ did a heck of a job at the end of the year, but he sees himself as a starter also, and I think he and Ronnie and all of them as a group know they're going to get a fair opportunity. So I'm impressed with him. I like what he's doing. I know we don't have any pads on, but he's working extremely well.
Coach, I know these are voluntary, but heard the golf outing was mandatory for one of your players. You know how that went?
Nothing's mandatory this time.
The team building, though?
No, it was good. I mean, we had everybody there except for a few guys that had some things going on. But, no, it was really good. I know it's something they've done in the past. And Ray Jackson, Mark Thews did a great job of putting it on. The players had a good time. I told the team after practice, I said it's a loud team in a good way. I love the way they talk on the field. They talked a lot at the golf course yesterday, but they're very vocal and pushing each other every day, and that's what we got to have. So.